views expressed on this program are those of the hosts, guests, and callers, and are not necessarily those of this station, its management, or other advertisers.
You're listening to Transformation Talk Radio.
Are you ready to triumph over the challenges in your life? Are you ready to create the life you desire? Radio host Sue London overcame illness, abuse, disease, divorce, and near death. As a spiritual life coach, Reiki master, motivational speaker, and author, Sue's goal is to help millions of people cope, heal, and move forward. Get inspired. Create the life you desire with internationally known radio host Sue London. Host Sue London and her weekly guest will bring you tools, techniques, products, and services that will help you get inspired to create the life you desire. Now, here's your host, Sue London.
Hello, everyone. I'm Sue London, and you are listening to Get Inspired Radio on Transformation Talk Radio. I want to invite you to stay with us for the next hour and let us inspire you and help you to create that life that you desire. Now, if there's a specific topic you'd like us to cover, or you simply want to connect with me after the show and say hi, connect with me through my personal website, AskSueLondon.com. That address is AskSueLondon.com, and you'll see a little tab on the menu area there that says Contact Info, and then just send me an email. I'd love to talk with you and learn more about you. Now, we've got a great show, but before we talk about our show and that, we've got Christopher, our producer, doing some pretty amazing stuff right now. So, Christopher, what are you up to now, my friend?
Well, actually, Sue, I am at a big food drive that's going on over here at the Bob Valenti Family of Dealerships in Mystic, Connecticut, exit 90 off of I-95. We're collecting non-perishable food items to help those in need.
Awesome. And perfect time of year with Thanksgiving coming up next week.
Absolutely. Right? I mean, it's that time of the year. Now, we should be thinking about this all year round. I don't want listeners to think because it's the holidays, you know, this is the only time to do it. You've got to be thinking about those who are less fortunate year round. But we are doing a food drive for the Pawcatuck Neighborhood Center. And it's so easy, Sue. All listeners have to do, it's about 20 miles from the Westerly Stonington area, right within our listening area. You just take exit 90 off of I-95, and the Bob Valenti Family of Dealerships is right there on your right-hand side.
Wow. Well, you know, my birthday's coming up, right?
Oh, yes, I know that. You look like you're going to be 30, Sue.
I know, and I feel like that, too, and I'm glad I am, because look, I got this 6-year-old grandson that, oh, my gosh, he's so busy, I need the energy to keep up with him. But, oh, I could go on and on about that, right? But why I'm saying, you know, it's my big birthday, we're going to celebrate, I want to ask all of our listeners to help you and I help all these people. So why don't we just have, let's say, the first 5 people that come there, we're going to give them a book. How's that sound?
That's great. And you wrote a book called Soaring Above It All, which talks about your life story, about transforming your life, of all of the trials and tribulations that you went through. I don't want to give away the book on the air.
I was going to say, you sound like you've read that book. It is. Folks, it's my story of having Crohn's disease, being given 30 minutes to live in my life, having a near-death experience, going through abuse, having a life-and-death pregnancy with my second baby, and then how I learned that my husband of 16 years had a girlfriend after all that, and for 14 years, and then I went through divorce and worked on myself, discovered who I am, got healthy, got rid of that disease permanently, and went on to meet Mr. Right, and now we're soaring together. So this story helped Christopher and I help the food drive, and the first 5 people that go in, because I figure I'm turning 50, so that's a book a decade, right, Christopher?
That's a good way to look at it, Sue.
I think so. So what do you want them to do? Do you want them to come in there and say they're listening to the show and they brought their item? Do you want them to talk to you? How do you want to do this?
Well, you know what? The slogan here at the Bob Valenti Family Dealerships is Just Smile. So the first 5 people who come in and say Just Smile, or they come in smiling, we'll give them a free book. How about that, Sue?
Perfect. And then now, do they go into the radio station, pick that up? Do you want to?
Yeah. They have to come here with the non-perishable food items, and then, yes, when they win the book, we'll send them back to the radio station. They can pick up their free book there. How about that?
Okay, sounds good. So, folks, you, listen to the show, then go over to see Christopher and tell them again where it's located.
It's the Bob Valenti Family of Dealerships, the Bob Valenti Auto Mall, exit 90 off of I-95, right at the bottom of the ramp. Take a right. And as you're traveling south on 95, you can't miss the signs. You see all of the signs up front, Chevy, Ford, Chrysler, Dodge, Jeep, Volkswagen. You can't miss it from the road. Just take a right off of 95, and it's right there.
Okay, perfect. Well, that's wonderful. So, folks, help Christopher and I make a positive difference. We can all work together. One can at a time can change a family's life. So help us to help others. Now, Christopher, you know what else is coming up for my hubby Ross and I?
Well, let's see. If your birthday's coming up next week. I think one of the best birthday presents you ever had was getting married to Ross. So I would say your anniversary's coming up.
It is. You remember that. Look at you. You're just kind of shining on just to show off for our guest tonight, right? For your memory?
Well, that's right. It's all about memory tonight. That's what your guest is going to talk about. So absolutely.
Well, you know what? I have to confess something. In January this January that passed, 2012, my hubby Ross surprised me and said, for my birthday in November, don't book anything, like no events or that, because he was giving me my birthday present early. We were going on a Caribbean cruise. So next week, we are going on our very first cruise to the Caribbean. So I am so, so excited about that. But you know what? I forgot it was our anniversary on November 29th because we've got so much going on, as you know, and listeners, if you listen to the show regularly, here's the short version of the life of Sue London. My husband and I have been building three houses this year. One of our oldest daughter announced she's having a baby. Two other daughters announced they're getting married. And what else has happened, Chris? We've been living in a hotel for 5 months. I think that's all, isn't it? And
you know, with everything you're talking about right now, what you really need to do, Sue, is write Soaring Above It All, Chapter 2, the sequel.
I know. I've started that already. Like, I'm getting ready to go in the delivery room again with my oldest. And so it's all awesome. But I did. I forgot it was our anniversary. Because, you know, and I don't say that insulting my husband. I love him dearly. But because I love him so dearly, it's like an anniversary every day for us. We really appreciate each other and are grateful. And he always says, you know, it was great because we got, like, he was my birthday present. And but it's working out great because we'll be in the Caribbean. And apparently from what people are telling me, Saint Martin is the island where you buy jewelry. And ironically, the day that our anniversary is, we're going to be in port that day. So did this ever work out great for me or what, eh?
That is a great birthday present, the anniversary, and everything that you're doing. You're going to be away for 2 weeks, Sue. I don't know I'm going to compose myself to be without you for 2 weeks.
Oh, my gosh. Well, I'll be texting you, and, of course, I'll be still connecting with you. And when I get back, I'll be on all the newsletter. We'll send the newsletter out. And, folks, I want to mention, too, if you want to be a part of my newsletter, go to AskSueLondon.com, and there's a spot on the top where you can sign up for the free newsletter. And then what will happen is as soon as you sign up for the newsletter, I'm going to send you 10 weeks of inspiring videos of tools and techniques to help you to create that life that you desire. So all awesome stuff, and I'm going to be sharing, you know, our journey, and then all my social media is going to have pictures of us on the cruise and the whole bit. So I'm so excited. And on top of that, I got my B12 shot today, so I'm even more wired. How is that?
You know what, Sue? I love it when you're wired. That's going to make for a great show. So keep doing the vitamin B12.
There we go. Okay, talk about promotion for people who are low in energy. B12 shots are wonderful, and get it from a natural path. They're even better because it's all natural, right? Now, I was starting to tell you that we've got a great guest on today. Well, this started me working on myself years ago, so we're going to backtrack a bit. Years ago, I worked with a fantastic personal trainer. His name was Dave. Now, I mentioned that in my past I had Crohn's disease, and here's what happened. If anyone has gone through disease in their life, what happens, you can have your doctor tell you the disease is gone, and physically it can be gone, but what happens mentally is you can still have that, I can't do this because I have this disease or I had this disease. So I had to heal mentally after I healed physically, if that makes sense to you, Christopher, right?
It makes perfect sense.
So what happened, my personal trainer, he gave me regular homework. And so what he would do is he would say, I want you to try something new. So, for example, Ross and I going on this first cruise, that is something new for us, right? So we try new things, we cook new recipes, we learn new things. And so one of the things I wanted to do this during the show in celebration of me getting a year older, and of course the big 5-0 is pretty important to me, I thought that this is going to be a great show for us all to learn together on how to remember stuff, how to create a powerful memory. Because I will tell you, and I was telling our guest, that I'm really bad with remembering names of people. But if I meet you and if I meet your dog with you, I can remember the dog's name, the dog's birthday, the dog's breed, everything about the dog, but people's names, that's another thing. So I want to, you know, take this to a new level for myself and to grow. So I thought this was going to be great for us all to grow together. So now let me ask you this, Christopher, how are you with memory? What's your kind of challenge in life around memory?
Sue, I wish you would repeat the question because I forgot what you just said. No, I'm just kidding. No, seriously, I think I fall into that category where you go on to overload and you try to remember too many things. And I just recently, I was telling you when we were on the phone earlier today, I went to our local office supply store and I bought myself a little book for everybody's address and phone number. And it sounds very old fashioned, but at the ripe old age of 39, I don't know if age has something to do with it, but I think it's because I'm doing more things. I got a book so I can write down people's names and numbers, and it's helping. But my memory isn't what it used to be.
Yeah, well, you know what I'm finding, like, there's so much going on, like, you know, we're building a house and, you know, we've got these two investment properties that are soon going to be closing, and we're, you know, putting in new tenants, so trying to remember that, and then what do I have to get for the new baby coming, and, you know, the cruise. I actually forgot about the cruise until last week again, because we're focusing on getting the house ready, because we move into our house 8 days after we come back from the cruise. Right? And my thing is I take paper and I write down lists of everything. But I'm starting to get a lot of lists all around this hotel room. So I know that our guest is going to really help us. But before I bring him on, let me tell you a bit about this amazing guy. His name is Barry Riemann. And today, Barry is going to share secrets and tips and tricks for us all to have a powerful memory. Now, we are so fortunate to have this amazing man with us today. He's a very busy man, and he can be found sharing the same knowledge with corporations, associations, universities, and he even works with the New York Police Department Police Academy. That's just to name a few areas. So we're really blessed to have this man with us and help us to all grow together today. Now, to learn more about Barry, visit his website, memoryshock.com. Okay? That's memoryshock.com. Now, if you have questions that you want to ask Barry on the show today, you can phone in. And the number that you call, folks, is 1-800-930-2819. That number, again, is 1-800-930-2819. And we've got the instant feedback area on the homepage on transformationtalkradio.com. It's working. So, again, go to the homepage on transformationtalkradio.com. You'll see it on the top right corner. It says submit your question, and it goes right to me, and I see it, and then I'll ask Barry. So be a part of the show today. Let's all grow together, folks. Okay, so without any further delay, let's bring this amazing man on. So, Barry, welcome to Get Inspired Radio, my friend.
Gosh, thank you, Sue. This is going to be a pleasure for me.
Do you feel exhausted now?
Well, I don't know. You know, you guys are talking about 50 and 39. Uh-huh. I got you beat by a ton, you know.
Oh, so, well, that's great. You should, my big thing is, hey, celebrate your birthday. Be grateful you're alive, you know.
Well, last year I used to tell people, you know, I don't want to say how old I am, but it's a big number and has 2 sixes in it. And I can't do that this year.
Oh, okay. you'll have to listen for my thought that I'm going to share at the end of the show today, Barry.
Okay.
I think it's for you.
Okay.
Now, let me ask let me ask you this. How did you get started in this? Because I know you're actually, are you a Rhode Island boy yourself?
I am not. I was born in the Bronx in New York.
Oh, okay.
But I, you know, I'm hearing about Valente and Mystic and all of these terms, Westerly. Mm-hmm. I spent 5 years at General Dynamics Electric Boat in Groton, Connecticut.
Oh, okay.
Right in that lovely corner of the world. Mm-hmm. I was a supervisor of nuclear construction.
Okay.
On the big Trident submarines.
Wow. Okay. But, so how did you get from there to doing this?
From there to doing this? Well, I'm going to go back a little bit for a lot further than that.
Sure. Yeah.
When I was a kid, I had just a hobby interest in mnemonics, the tricks that we use for memory.
Okay.
And occasionally I would do parlor tricks for my friends, you know, and show them I could memorize this or memorize that. I would use it when necessary for other things. So even though I was, frankly, a lazy student in high school,
mm-hmm.
New York State had what they called the Regents Scholarship Program, which was done on the basis of one test. And
okay.
I used my system for that one test and won a 4-year college scholarship. But then I put it away and used it again just for games and tricks. I'd use it for work. When I started working at Electric Boat,
mm-hmm.
I guess somebody recognized the spark or whatever, and they wanted to fast-track me into management.
Oh.
And that entailed sitting for a 40-hour course taught by U.S. Navy personnel on nuclear propulsion.
Mm-hmm.
And I used my system, and a lot of your listeners in that area either are or were at Electric Boat, and they know about all those valves and things that we can't talk about publicly, you know, because
mm-hmm.
of military clearance. But okay. they know what I'm talking about, and the massive number of numbered valves and piping and things like that.
Mm-hmm.
So I applied my system, and I aced the test.
Wow.
I used it later on in a sales job where I would have to meet people and retain their names, and we'll be talking about that a lot, I hope.
Yeah.
And then I had an awakening. In April of 2008, mm-hmm. I had one of my customers call me. For the last 30 years, I've been in the equipment finance business.
Okay.
And he was a regular customer, mm-hmm. and he always meant a big commission fee.
Mm-hmm.
And every one of our conversations went the same. He mm-hmm. would call me with the cost of opening up his next store. He had retail stores in airports.
Okay.
And usually they were about $125,000.
Mm-hmm.
And I would take out my calculator, and we would negotiate, and I would give him a monthly payment
mm-hmm.
to finance it.
Okay.
And always the conversation ended with him saying, let me talk to my partner, I'll call you back tomorrow. Fine.
Okay.
And one day my secretary said, Josh is on the phone. Well, great. And I picked up the phone, and he said, Barry, I spoke to my partner about the negotiation we had yesterday, and we're ready to go ahead. Please draw up a contract.
Mm-hmm.
And I said, Josh, you know, I'm in a rush to leave the office, which I was,
mm-hmm.
and my desk is a mess, which it always is. do me a favor. Send an email to Roseanne. He knew my secretary.
Mm-hmm.
And as I'm leaving, I'll tell her to look for that email, give her all the details, all the monthly payments and everything else, and she'll prepare the contract.
Mm-hmm.
What Josh didn't know, and frankly, what I realized for the first time on that day in April
mm-hmm.
2008,
yeah.
was that I couldn't even recall having spoken to him the day before.
Oh, really?
Really.
Oh,
it was
no.
a lot of things accumulating. One is my age.
Okay.
Another was a prescription med that I had been taking for a year and a half.
Okay.
That that just destroyed brain cells. It's a very popular medication, but once out of every 10 or 20,000 patients,
okay.
it has a terrible effect. I've been assured by two world-class neurologist that I'm not going to get it back, and that's when I realized, whoops, that plaything that I used to have, that
yeah.
that mnemonic hobby,
mm-hmm.
I'd better put it to use all the time.
Okay.
So now I do speaking and writing on the subject.
Okay.
Interestingly, when I start my speeches, typically 1 hour or 90 minutes, I always start the same way. I have that morning's New York Times crossword puzzle filled in,
okay.
photocopied, and hand it out to the audience, and then I recite it from memory.
Oh, my gosh.
And it's pretty impressive if I say
yeah.
so myself.
Well,
what is more impressive is after I do that, I tell them the story that I just told you, my brain is scrambled as far as memory goes. Mm-hmm. It's all tricks and techniques.
Wow. Well, now, this technique, it is called memory shock. Is that right?
Right.
So what is memory shock? Tell everyone about that. Is it?
Memory shock
like, why
is
the name?
Okay, great. Shock is the important part of it. We remember that which shocks us.
Okay.
We also remember that which we see much better than what we hear or touch or taste.
Yeah, that's right.
So putting that all together, what we do is make shocking pictures to remember things. I have a two-word system that applies to most sections. It certainly applies to names and faces, and when I'm speaking, I tell people, I'm going to give you a two-word system, focus and picture. Focus on what you want to remember, because, you know, much of the time we say I can't remember something when we really never really knew it.
Yeah.
If we're at a party and there's 8 or 10 people that we haven't met before, we're nervous and we're being pulled here and pulled there, and we're not focusing. So rule number one is focus. Rule number two is create a picture. And then I tell people that that replaces the 8-word system that they've been using all their lives. And, you know, invariably there'll be somebody to say, what 8-word system?
Yeah, that's what I was going to say. I was going to ask you,
Oh, God, I'll never remember all these names. That's your 8-word system.
Okay.
And it's self-fulfilling, isn't it?
Yeah.
Because we get even more nervous.
Yeah.
So by focusing on, in this case, facial features, and by picturing them with a name, can I give you an example?
Yes, please do. Yeah.
Okay. The simplest example. I meet someone with big ears, and I'm introduced to him, and I find that his name is Bill.
Okay.
Now, sometimes, immediately after that, whoever is doing the introducing is saying, okay, come on, and I want you to meet Sue. Mm-hmm. And I'm going to stop and say, listen, I want to meet everybody. But let me say hello to Bill. Take control so you can focus.
Okay.
I look at Bill. The thing that pops off the page at me are his big ears.
His big ears,
Now, you might see something else. You might say, well, I think his nose is more prominent, or the way his hair dips down. Or there's no right or wrong. That's important. Whatever you see, whatever pops off the page at you now.
But it has to be something around his features, is that correct? Like his body?
It should be a facial feature. There are exceptions, but for the most part, it's facial features.
Okay.
So we now look at his face. I'm going to pick his ears because that's what strikes me.
Okay.
But I'm not going to see his ears. I'm going to see a dollar bill where each of his ears should be. And I'm just going to see them waving in the wind.
A dollar bill, because of Bill, okay.
Bill, and I have to see that picture. The next time I meet him, if his name doesn't instantly pop up, and with my terrible memory it won't, I'll just look at him and say, okay, most prominent feature is his ears, and without even trying, I will see the picture of the bills, and that will tell me what it is. Mm-hmm. Now, not everyone is named Bill.
Yeah. Well, and let me ask you this. Like, sure. I don't think if I'm looking at somebody, I don't know if I would be able to think dollar bill. Like, you know, that's kind of a challenge right there coming up with something like that, isn't it? Or do you just find over time it gets easier?
Exactly. Over time it becomes easier and easier. And I think the proof of the pudding is the smallest number that I have my groups do at a short session. At a 45-minute session, is 9 faces on a PowerPoint presentation.
Okay.
If I'm going over an hour, I will do 21 faces on a PowerPoint presentation.
Okay.
I show them the faces with the names, and I ask, how many of you believe that with a little bit of discussion and by looking at these faces, you can remember all of their names? And invariably, no hands go up. And invariably, there's at least a couple of giggles or laughs in the room. I could never do that. I could never do that.
Yeah.
And then I show them how. And everyone, virtually everyone in the room can do it. Up to 21. And again, we're not just talking about bills. We're talking about Dr. Blukowski and Mr. Mogilevich.
Wow, that is amazing.
And, I mean, you know, it's real world kind of stuff. So how does one picture a Dr. Blukowski?
Exactly.
Funny you should ask.
How would they know that?
By a little bit of practice and letting yourself go free.
Mm-hmm.
You got a sense of humor, this becomes doubly easy.
Okay.
I'm going to pick out his features. So let us say that Dr. Blukowski has kind of worried-looking eyes. And, you know, some people have worried-looking eyes whether they're worried or not.
Right.
So that's the feature I'm going to focus on in this case.
Okay.
And then I'm going to say, well, what is he worried about? Blukowski. I know. He's worried about a blue cow at the top of the mountain on skis that's going to ski right into him. Blue cow ski.
Blue cow ski.
Next time I see him, I'm not going to remember that his name is Blukowski.
No.
But I will remember those eyes and say to myself, what was he worried about? And then it falls into place. Obviously, if I had never been introduced to him and if I had never focused, because when I'm focusing on his eyes, I'm really seeing his whole face.
Yeah.
Had I never been introduced or focused, that would be meaningless, blue cow on skis.
Yeah,
but once I've seen that picture, once I've created that picture for myself, it's easy.
Now I'm going to start looking at people.
Yes.
I mean, I'm busy talking to them, but I don't do things like that. So, yeah, you know what I'm going to be doing for the rest of my night after we end the show? on that note, Barry, we have to take a quick break, commercial break. So when we come back, let's have you do some work with our producer, Christopher, and help him and then use him as an example. Does that sound good?
Absolutely.
Okay, so folks, you stay tuned. We're going to come right back. But if you want to be a part of this show today, you can call in. And that number you're going to call is 1-800-930-2819. Again, it's 1-800-930-2819. Even ask your questions to us through the instant feedback area on the homepage on transformationtalkradio.com. Stay tuned. We'll be right back.
Are you ready to triumph over the challenges in your life? Are you ready to create the life you desire? Radio host of the hit show, Get Inspired, Sue London, overcame illness, abuse, disease, divorce, and near death. As a spiritual life coach, Reiki master, motivational speaker, and author, Sue's goal is to help millions of people cope, heal, and move forward. Get inspired. Create the life you desire with internationally known radio host, Sue London. Host Sue London and her weekly guest will bring you tools, techniques, products, and services that will help you get inspired to create the life you desire. Tune in to TransformationTalkRadio.com every Thursday at 3 p.m. Pacific, 6 p.m. Eastern to be inspired by radio host Sue London and her guest to help you create the life you desire. For more details, please visit AskSueLondon.com. That's AskSueLondon.com.
We're back on Get Inspired Radio with Sue London. I have a great guest here today, folks. We've got Barry Reitman with us, and he's helping us all to create a powerful memory. Now, before the break, Barry, I was saying that, you know, I think my producer, Christopher, and I could do some of your help here with our remembering certain things. So I thought, how about we bring Christopher on now and then you work with him so all of the listeners can see you in action. Does that sound good?
I love that. Great.
Okay, Christopher, are you there, my friend? Have we lost him, the joy of technology?
No, I'm here. I am definitely here. You can't hear me?
You're multitasking. No, I can hear you now.
Okay, great.
We're going to use you now on the show, okay, my friend?
Yes, I know you are. I'm all ready.
Okay, so why don't you tell Barry what your biggest challenge is, because he's going to work with you right now in front of millions of people.
Well, I think this is great because because I'm over here at a car dealership, and my mother is She's listening. She just left here. She knows my memory is horrible. And this goes back to my childhood, not just now. I remember things. I have selective memory. Let's put it that way. I remember things that I want to remember. But because my mind is doing 10 million different things, I only remember what I want to remember. And I don't want to be like that. That's just the way I am.
And I would suggest, just as an early observation, that, yeah, what you want to remember is what you focus on, and that's half of that two-word system. It's, you know, and I think that's true of all of us. If we're not particularly interested in something, we don't focus on it. Oh, yeah, I'll get back to that. But if it's whatever, anything from that new Ford car that you want to a special restaurant you're going to go to tomorrow at 6 o'clock, well, you're going to focus on that. You're going to see it. You're going to see that picture.
So it's visual. It's very, very visual. I like that.
Absolutely. Absolutely. We are visual animals. Our eyes are closest to our brain, and there's a reason for that. And it's the entire thing. And that's why, in that silly example before of the fellow Bill with his ears as dollar bills, or Dr. Blukowski with the blue cow on skis, it's not enough to say it. I tell people, close your eyes for a second and see that picture. Once you've seen it, it's all the difference in the world.
So,
and then, of course, go ahead.
Yeah, well, I was just going to say, you know, Christopher, would you say it's names that are worse for you, or just like everything in general?
I would say everything in general, but it's funny that you bring up names, though, because I would say out of everything, names is a big one. Here's a little story I'll share with you. When I first started selling advertising for the very wonderful John Fuller, who owns radio stations in the area, one of his salespeople was out training me, and the name of the store that I walked into was Mike's Bait and Tackle. And I was about 16 years old, and I'll never forget this. I walked in, and I said, "Hey, Mike, how's it going?" And the guy behind the counter said, "My name's not Mike, it's Charles." And then I felt a very gentle slap, not a mean, abusive one, but a very gentle slap over the back of my head saying, "You're supposed to remember his name. It's not Mike." And I was thinking it was Mike because the name of the place was Mike's Bait and Tackle. But there was a prime example right there where when I went in and met him the first time, he told me his name, and it wasn't Mike, it was Charles. But I forgot and said Mike because the name of the place was Mike. So.
And that's such a natural mistake, and you can be sure you're not the only one who did that. But what if you had, what I tend to do is group names. So in other words, Charles, Charlie, Chuck, Charlene, all of those names, I can kind of group them together, and then I'll pick a picture. Again, the nice part is there's no right or wrong. So it might be as simple as Prince Charles is a familiar face. To as silly as Chuck Steak and a piece of steak. And as long as I decide, and I'm not telling you or your listeners what to decide for each name, although, as a matter of fact, I will give you a spot on my website with a free starter list of 100 names, but then I tell people, change them. If you have a better picture than I do, go for it. If you had taken that fellow's strongest feature and maybe plastered a steak on it, if that's your picture.
That's very interesting. Now, because I associate, and Sue knows this, a lot of things with food, and I think that's amazing.
Oh, my gosh, does he ever bury?
Yeah. And I think that's amazing that you put the image of Chuck Steak in my head, something I never would have thought of.
Well, you know, it starts to become natural, and the good part is, once you decide on what your picture is for a given name, if you always use it, you don't have to think about that anymore. When you meet the next Charles or Charlie, and your natural memory will sort it out, when you meet the next one, you instantly have the picture to associate to the person's face, to whatever feature there was on that face. By the way, if the name had been Mike, I'll give you two pictures, and you pick them. It could be a microphone. So if he has a large nose, you might jam a microphone into his nostril. Silly pictures are good. Shocking pictures are the best. Or, because I'm an ex-machinist, I use micrometer. and I would measure his nose with a micrometer. Doesn't matter what picture I use, as long as once I decide on it, I use it all the time.
And speaking of visualization, there's actually a giant piggy bank right in front of me for people to put donations in for the Pawcatuck Neighborhood Center. And as you're talking about a picture like a giant microphone, I've been looking at the pig the whole time. So every time I this is funny now. Every time I think of microphone, I'm going to think of pig.
Well, you know, if it's your association and you're consistent with it, that works.
No. But then how are you going to remember a name with microphone? Now you're going to think of pigs and then want to eat a pork or bacon or something?
I think we have a problem with this fellow and his appetite. What do you think?
Yeah, we do. Listeners, please call in to share your thoughts on this.
You're getting some smiles around here at the showroom because they know how much I like to eat here.
Oh, my gosh, does he ever. Okay, well, maybe names aren't a good thing for Christopher then, because he'll think about more food and want to eat more. Do you do the same thing with, like, trying to remember times and days?
Times and days and numbers. I teach people how to picture numbers. Mm-hmm. At my speeches, I teach them how to count from 1 to 10. That sounds silly. Everybody knows how to count from 1 to 10. But everybody doesn't know how to picture from 1 to 10. Yeah, there's the Arabic character, the number 2 curves and then flattens out and whatever. But that's not a good picture. So I have a simple body part system going right up the body. So, and don't try to memorize this now, but okay. it can be learned in 10 or 20 minutes. Number 1 is the big toe, and number 2 is your knee, and number 3 is your midsection, and number 4 is your rib cage, and number 5 is your larynx, and so on. Mm-hmm. Now you can picture those things with whatever it is you want to remember. I did a breakout session last week for an overflow crowd of about 90 Hasidic ultra-Orthodox rabbis in Brooklyn, New York. Mm-hmm. And you know, I went in there not quite knowing what to expect and would they be austere, and they were the best audience a stand-up comic ever had. I had a ball, and so did they. And what I decided to do was give them what sounded like a random list of things to remember. So number 1 was whatever on their toe. Picture that. Can you see that on your toe? And then number 2 will be newspaper, and number and so on, right up the body. And I reviewed it once or twice with them, and within just a couple of minutes, everyone there knew what each number was. So I would say 4, and they would call out rib cage, okay? And what was attached to your rib cage? And they knew it was a certain piece of paper. And then I got to the end, and I said, well, so what? How does this help you in any way?
Mm-hmm.
Let me answer the question. The seemingly random things I just gave you mm-hmm. were really my notes for this 90-minute speech you've been hearing.
Wow.
Imagine if you had a 3x5 card with one key word from each section of your public speaking performance.
Mm-hmm.
That's all you'd really need if you know your material.
Wow.
And I showed them how that was the speech they were hearing. And then, figuring I would go to the edge a little bit, I said, and you know, gentlemen, my speeches, if you think about it, are very much like your sermons, but I don't get the laughs that you do.
Yeah.
And they all broke up.
Wow. Can I interrupt you for a minute, Barry?
Sure.
We've got somebody on the phone that wants to ask you a question. Walter.
Great.
From Westerly. Walter, are you there?
I am, yes.
Hi, Walter.
I know that voice.
Hi, Barry. Can you tell me or help me with remembering numbers?
I sure can.
The names I've gotten, but the numbers sometimes are a challenge for me. So somebody's date of birth or something like that.
Well, you know, there's a long list of ways. At my presentations, I teach people that body part thing. I don't, and you may have been across the line, so I don't know if you heard it, but I just go right up the body. Number 1 is toe, number 2 is knee, number 3 is midsection, and so on.
Right.
But in the book, C. secrets, tips, and tricks of a powerful memory, it's easy to have a picture for 100 numbers, from 1 through 100. At my community college course, I have up to 4,200 numbers that people can remember. And that gets, you know, frankly, you don't need that. You don't need that. But it's a good way to demonstrate what can be done. Can I ask a question, Barry?
Because sure. this for Walter. Now, would Walter have to know, like, counting from 1 to 10, the different body parts, and then, like, if he, like, Walter, what is, say, a number, like a birthday or something that you don't remember that maybe he could use as an example?
Sure. March 22nd.
Okay.
A specific date. It's a birthday of a family member.
Okay. Now, the system that my students use and folks who read my book use is going to be different than what I'm going to suggest right now, because within a few hours or within a few chapters, you learn a whole other way of thinking about numbers. What I would do for anything in March, well, shucks, you can picture whoever it is, whosever birthday it is, marching up and down. As I recall, and, you know, it's been a long time since I've been in school, but wasn't that February 22nd Washington's birthday?
Mm-hmm.
Gee, I hope I'm not going to get corrected on that. But if it's the case, I could make every 22nd 22 associated with George Washington. So now, give me a name, Walter. Whose birthday is that?
Sarah.
Sarah. Well, how about if I pictured the biblical Sarah marching up and down looking for George Washington? And that's a silly picture. But silly is what works. Again, this is an abbreviated example of what's covered in the course and in the book. But just thinking freely like that can be a big help for those kinds of things.
That's great. Go ahead, Walter.
Go ahead. Sorry. Yeah. No. I've seen Barry's book, and it's great. I the number challenges have helped me. There's a lot of great things in the book, and they're all easy to implement. So it's something I recommend for people. It would be a great reference to have, and we even try some of it with our kids.
Yeah. That's great, and I can add to that too, folks, that I have a copy of Barry's book here, and it is great. And, yeah, wonderful. Well, Walter, thank you so much for calling in and being part of the show today.
Thank you. Thanks, Barry.
Thanks.
This show is going so fast. Now, we've only got a couple more minutes. Christopher, was there any other questions that Barry can help you with, you know, your challenge? And maybe let's not get you thinking about food, okay, my friend?
Well, I actually had a question for Barry, and not that I'm testing your memory, but now I want to find out, you originally grew up in Westerly?
No, I originally grew up in the New York area, but I did spend 5 years in between Mystic and Groton.
Okay, now what years were those?
That would have been 19. I've already given away my age, so it doesn't matter. That would have been from 78 to 83.
78 to 83. I'm going to see if you remember what the call letters for this radio station, 12:30 a.m., were during that time period.
Oh, no pressure on the guy, Christopher.
Well, if he doesn't know the correct answer, it doesn't mean his memory's bad. It just means that he wasn't paying attention to the radio, which is fine. I'm just curious.
I'm gonna give you a more serious answer than you would expect, because again, my memory was shot in the intervening years. But what I can tell you is that 196, I believe, and it's been about 30 years since I looked, are the call letters for Brainard Airport in the Hartford area. And I know that because I flew from I guess it was the Saybrook area, up to Saratoga, New York, with a friend in the summer. He was a pilot. We rented a plane. And
that is, that's amazing.
I was telling him about my system, and he said, well, what do you mean? How does it work? And I had time to go into a little bit more detail about the number system. Remember I said that big toe was number one?
Yes.
Toe starts with a T, starts with a T. So 1-1, T-T, I made that into a tot, a small child. And the number 9-6, and now I'm getting far afield and it'll be confusing unless you do know the system. But at any rate, I can still see the picture of Brainard Airport's radio system.
That's amazing. And you know what else that I also equate that to? Because with me, getting back to the way my memory works, and I know we've been joking about food and everything, but the other thing is if you really like something and you have a passion for something, that, of course, I've noticed in my life, that's helped me to remember things. Because I remember how the electric grid works. I know that sounds crazy, Sue, but in my spare time, I draw utility poles.
And you and I have had many conversations, and like I was saying to Barry, I am so great at remembering dogs, their names, and everything about them. But ask me about their owner, that, no. But I'm a huge dog person. So it's true. And on that note, talking about the opposite, if you don't care about, every night my husband and I have an issue. Christopher, I've never told you. It's a new thing you're going to learn about us. I love the TV show Murder, She Wrote. It's my favorite TV show.
That was a great show.
We watch it every night, Monday to Friday. I will say to Ross, can you put it on? He'll say, what channel is that again? Every night. This is probably going, 10 years now? So I have to smile when you say, you only remember what you want.
That's right. By the way, Sue, you know, you mentioned your love of animals.
Yes.
On my website that you mentioned earlier, memoryshock.com, you scroll all the way down the front page, the home page, you will see the person, he thinks he's a person, with whom I spend 24/7. He's a 70-pound English Bull Terrier, and I, too, I have to say it, like most animals more than I like most people.
Yeah.
And I did a session at Flannery Animal Hospital, here in the New York suburbs, a large animal hospital, where I taught them not how to remember names and faces of people, but how to remember names of people and their dogs.
Yeah, yeah, that's important, the people, to remember your dog's names, you know?
Oh, sure.
And, well, God bless you, my friend. You're so special. Christopher, do you feel like you've grown today, my friend?
I always do, every Thursday between 5 and 6 Eastern, Sue. So,
well, there you go. But I don't want to hear that you're turning to food, though. You're going to promise you're not going to turn to more food now every time you think of a name, right?
No, and you want to know what? Here at the Bob Valenti Auto Mall, I'm surrounded by donuts because they have donuts for the customers, but I have not touched one, nor will I.
Oh, good. Well, anyone who goes there and sees Christopher eating that, please email me. Please tell on him, okay? We'll bring it up in the next show. Barry, it has been so wonderful having you here. Check out Barry at memoryshock.com. Thank you, my friend, for the work you're doing. His book is phenomenal, folks. Secret Tips and Tricks of a Powerful Memory, The Memory Shock, User's Guide for Your Brain. And it's Barry Reitman. Check it out on Amazon.com. Thank you, my friend, for being with us.
Sue, thank you so much. Christopher and Brian, I think, is listening in the background.
I'm
thank
here.
Thank you all so much. This has been a pleasure.
Thanks. Christopher, you want to share with everybody one more time? We've got a couple more minutes left, but you're doing some great work with the food drive, and maybe we've had a couple people that have just maybe tuned in the last half. Tell them, you know, they go in, and for the first five people, for that celebrating one decade, how am I saying this? One decade for five decades, celebrating my birthday, you're going to get a book? Tell them all the details about that, can you?
That's right. All you have to do is come to the Bob Valenti Auto Mall, exit 90 off of I-95 in Mystic, Connecticut. Bring any amount of non-perishable non-perishable food items. It doesn't matter how much. Whatever you can afford, whatever you can bring, and you will win a free book, Soaring Above It All, The Story of Sue London, which is a fabulous book, and it's helped so many people. I know firsthand when Sue came to our local area to do some live broadcasts a year ago, December already. I'll never forget all of the hearts that you touched, Sue, when you were in town.
Well, I'll be back. Just not this year, but I'll be back, I promise.
I can't wait for that.
Yeah. So what they're going to do is they're going to come into the food drive. Tell them where the location is again.
The location is exit 90 off of I-95, Mystic, Connecticut, at the bottom of the ramp. Take a right, and you'll see all of the signs right out in front, the Chevy, Dodge, Chrysler, Jeep, and Volkswagen signs right next to the exit ramp, and you can't miss it.
Perfect. So, folks, go in with your canned good. Help Christopher and I make a positive difference for other families this time of the year. And every time of the year is important. And go in and say to Christopher, you got inspired and you're bringing a canned good, and he'll tell you where the radio station is to pick up your copy of the book. Wonderful stuff, my friend. Now, I have to, the birthday time, I have to share my wisdom with everyone, so I have a thought for y'all. Folks, as I've been mentioning, it's my birthday coming, and I'm so excited. I might sound like I'm someone really nuts, but really 18 years ago now, it's been 18 years that I laid in a hospital bed this exact time of the year, and I was told that I just had 30 minutes to live in my life. And later, I had a near-death experience, and I traveled to that white light in the tunnel. So you've been hearing me going on about turning 50. You're probably ready to say, shut her up already. And I tell my kids that November 23rd is a national holiday because it's Mom's birthday. I don't work that day, and I instead take time to celebrate life and just be so grateful to be alive. So the thought that I want to share with you is wake up in the morning and be so grateful that you're alive. Don't hide the fact you've come a year older. Celebrate it. Be happy that you're alive and enjoy life. That's so important to do. Now, we've had a really great show today. If you want to learn more about me, my story, as Christopher was sharing my book, Soar Above It All, Overcoming Adversities in Life, I also have children's book in the Rockies Journey series. So check that all out at my website, AskSueLondon.com. And we have had a wonderful show. I want to thank my special guest, Barry Reitman, for being with us. And I want to really thank all of you for tuning in to Get Inspired Radio. Now, please join me every Thursday at 5 p.m. Eastern. That's 2 p.m. Pacific time. And next week, folks, we've got Bob Barker back with us. So tune into that show. It's a great show. Now, on behalf of my guest, Barry Reitman, my wonderful producers Christopher and Brian, and myself, Sue London, we wish you much love and many blessings, and I look forward to inspiring you all again real soon. Have a wonderful week, everyone.
You've been listening to Get Inspired with Sue London. If you've missed any part of this program or would like to find out more about Sue London and how to get inspired, please visit AskSueLondon.com. That's AskSueLondon.com. Tune in to Get Inspired every Thursday on TransformationTalkRadio.com at 3 p.m. Pacific, 6 p.m. Eastern to be inspired by radio host Sue London and her guest to help you create the life you desire. We are living in a time of great challenges and greater opportunity for transformation. The good news is that public awareness of the need for change is also growing exponentially. More than ever, your transformative message is needed to empower millions across the globe.
Hi, I'm Dr. Pat, host of The Dr. Pat Show, and I'm excited about announcing an unprecedented opportunity for growth as we expand our broadcast by launching Transformation Talk Radio and the Transformation Network. Join me and a team of amazing people and host your own show on Transformation Talk Radio. Get ready to expand your horizons, tap into the best listeners anywhere, and join one of the most positive and expansive networks today.
Historically, there came a time when the boundary of water was transcended as man developed the boat, and the barriers of water became freeways. Join Dr. Pat as she launches this exciting venture. To host a show, call 1-800-930-2819 or email host@transformationtalkradio.com.
Transformation Talk Radio, a higher consciousness perspective. The hosts on Transformation Talk Radio offer a positive and new paradigm shift, a new vision for a collective future. They are empowering and
helping all of us experience a powerful wave of personal shifts and cultural change as we break through to even greater levels of awareness. Take down our toll-free number, 1-800-930-2819. Call in, connect, make sure you tap into some of the world's most empowering psychics, healers, and more. Get an on-air reading with the best. Tune in, transformationtalkradio.com. Hey, everybody, we'll see you there.
TransformationTalkRadio.com. Transform your life.
I used to be afraid, and now I love. I feel like fear just cripples you and love frees you. Thank you so much for doing what you're doing and changing from fear to love and showing people that that's the only way. I love, I love, I love. I no longer fear. Thank you.
You're tuned in to Transformation Talk Radio. Think that Dr. Pat shows the cat's meow? Just listen to what some of her transformative guests have had to say.
What's your personal message? What would you like to leave us with?
Believe in yourself always. Remember that you are a gift. You are a miracle. And the only way you can return any part of that gift is what you do with it. Live into yourself. Be that miracle.
I love it. Eldon Taylor, everyone.
And thank you, Pat. I love joining you. You're a wonderful host.
Thank you. And we're going to bring Eldon back because we just haven't even scratched the surface here. Thank you all for tuning us in, turning us on.
Thank you for listening. And keep us tuned in right here on Transformation Talk Radio.
You're listening to Transformation Talk Radio. Our hosts are setting a new standard for a fresh kind of talk radio, creating conversations that are transforming the world, one listener at a time. Transformation Talk Radio's mission is to broadcast a distinct blend of live talk radio interviews with a mix of uplifting and intelligent news, educational and practical information. Topics range from personal development to critical issues relevant to a rapidly changing world. Stay tuned. Transformation Talk Radio starts at the top of every hour.
Are you ready to triumph over the challenges in your life? Are you ready to create the life you desire? Radio host of the hit show, Get Inspired, Sue London, overcame illness, abuse, disease, divorce, and near death. As a spiritual life coach, Reiki master, motivational speaker, and author, Sue's goal is to help millions of people cope, heal, and move forward. Get inspired. Create the life you desire with internationally known radio host, Sue London. Host Sue London and her weekly guest will bring you tools, techniques, products, and services that will help you get inspired to create the life you desire. Tune in to TransformationTalkRadio.com every Thursday at 3 p.m. Pacific, 6 p.m. Eastern to be inspired by radio host Sue London and her guest to help you create the life you desire. For more details, please visit AskSueLondon.com. That's AskSueLondon.com.